Please open the door, please. Oh, thank God. Oh, please. Please let me rest in your home for a few hours. I know this sounds strange, but I'm on the run from some seriously bad people, and yours is the only house for miles. Please, let me in your home, please. I know it's strange to see some young woman totally drenched and asking for shelter in this day and age, but I'll explain everything. I promise. Please just let me in. You have to hide me. You don't understand. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Seriously. Thank you so much. Oh, your house is so warm. You don't know what this means to me, to my future. No! I don't want to take off this trench coat. I know it's soaked right through, but I need to keep it on. Yes, the hat as well. Do you have a fireplace? Oh, wonderful. Do you mind if I just curl up next to it? I promise I won't make a peep. Oh, of course. I promise to tell you everything. You're completely right. I'll just sit here by the fire and tell you the whole story. But you have to promise that what I tell you stays between us. I know we've just met, but your kindness in letting me enter your home makes me think that perhaps you're trustworthy. Is that a deal? All right. Where to start? About a year ago, I was celebrating my birthday at this really hot nightclub. I was dancing up a storm, and everyone was buying me shots. And if I'm honest, the night is a bit of a blur. When I woke up, I had no idea where I was. I was in this strange bunker with some psychotic woman staring down at me and smiling. She said that she had picked me, that I was special. She said that she was going to experiment on me. She kept saying that if she couldn't bring cinnamon back, then at least she'd do the next best thing. Cinnamon was her cat when she was a girl. I'm telling you, this woman was an insane surgeon of some sort. Every day was the same food, the same drugs, and when I'd heal up enough from the last procedure, she would be right there to start on another one. She was insane. I can't think of how many surgeries I went under in the last 2 years I was down there. It was, if I was still there, tonight was going to be the worst so far. What kind of surgeries? I don't know how to tell you. She was turning me into something not human. I know I look human to you, but there are things about me that are more animalistic. You don't believe me? You don't believe anything I told you? Fine. Then how do you explain these ears and these fangs of mine have been hiding until now? I see. Now you're scared, aren't you? Fuck. I'm so sorry. It's been so long since I've actually interacted with another human being. And I'm going through withdrawal of whatever shit she's been pumping into my veins the last 2 years. I feel so flushed and hot. Please don't be afraid of me. I'm human. I just have certain extras like these furry ears on top of my head. I know they look fake, but go ahead. You can touch them if you like. Yes. Come over and sit on the floor next to me. My. I've never actually had someone touch them like that before. That tender stroke. Oh, it sends a shiver right down my spine. Anyway, aside from my ears, I have a tail as well. I hide it under my jeans. Do you want to see? I guess so. Sure. I'm just going to slip down my jeans for a little bit. Sorry if I'm showing more than I should, but here it is. It's bristling right now, but only because I'm a little anxious. No, I'd prefer if you didn't touch that. Anyway, tonight, I knew that if I didn't act fast, I would be done for. She wanted to spay me. She said it was the responsible thing to do. Only she had this weird voice when she said it. Oh, you see, by now I was supposed to only be communicating with meows and growls. I was supposed to be crawling around on all fours. But I refused to do it. I wouldn't play into her sick game. So, I waited until she came in earlier, pretending to be asleep. She put my food in my bowl and just as she was standing up, I wrapped the strings of yarn that littered my playroom around her neck. She didn't even hear me coming. I was so stealthy. I pulled and squeezed and howled as she clawed at her neck. I waited until her face was purple and she had blacked out. Then I made my escape. I was running like mad on all fours until I came upon your home. It's so isolated here. And then you let me in. You gave me shelter. Now I'm here, shivering, my additions completely exposed and sitting with a kind and handsome stranger, praying he doesn't call the cops and praying that the sick scientist I've run from doesn't find me. Oh, but you are handsome. I'm sorry. All the drugs they've given me have really fucked with my brain chemistry. I know that right now I should just want to rest and gather my strength before I go on the run tomorrow, but sitting with you here, having shared everything, I just want to kiss you. It's almost like I'm in heat. I know, it's totally inappropriate. Oh, you don't mind? You don't mind me just crawling over to you like this? Rubbing my head against your leg before pulling myself up onto your lap. I'm sorry, it's habit to sniff around your neck and mouth. I'm sorry if that's strange. Oh, you smell so like pine needles. Were you out walking earlier? I thought so. I really enjoy feeling your face so close to mine. I can feel the heat from your cheeks radiating, warming my face. Define. Yes, I would love for you to kiss me. Sorry, my tail does that curling thing when I'm excited. You don't think I'm a freak? Some monster half girl, half cat hybrid? Oh. No, I can feel between my legs that you don't mind. Not at all. You feel so warm and so safe. I could sit here in your lap for hours, staring at the fire and having you stroke my ears. But if I'm completely honest, I want to have you fuck me. I haven't been fucked in years, and I don't just want it. I need it. But not like an animal. I want you to fuck me like a man fucks a woman, face to face. Yes, take off your clothes and I'll take off mine. Your body is so wonderfully human. Firm in all the right places. No tail that I can see. I love that. I can trace your chest with this pointed fingernail of mine. Slowly dragging it down to your belly, making you shiver in that delicious way. I like seeing goosebumps rise up on your flesh all over. Until I come to your cock, which is already twitching and ready for me. I'm going to trace this nail down your shaft. Do you feel it? Slightly digging in as it wanders the expanse of your cock. Do you like it? Good. I feel more comfortable on the ground though for this. Do you mind sitting there in front of the fire? Thank you. Do you enjoy seeing my naked body Drawing closer and closer to you. My breasts swinging as I move an inch at a time towards you. Judging by the way your pupils are widening, I'd say you are. I'm just going to crawl between your legs a bit, if you don't mind. I find that my sense of taste is remarkably heightened. I'm just going to lick here, at the base of your cock. I'm sorry if my tongue is a bit rough, like sandpaper. Another unfortunate side effect, I'm afraid. I thought so. I enjoy that taste quite a bit. I'm just going to lap up this pre-cum that started on the head of your cock. Delicious. I like feeling your pulse under my tongue. Now your cock is glistening. And your breathing is quite labored. I can't go slowly anymore. I want you inside me. I'm already so wet. I want you in this pussy. And I think you want this pussy too, don't you? Good. I'm just going to straddle you a bit. Just hold on to my waist as I lower myself down onto your heart length. Oh, it feels so good. Ah, oh, yes. Ah. Oh. Up and down. Up and down. Oh. Oh, I could do this forever. Oh, it feels so good. Having you watch me roll my hips. Oh, watching as I stroke my ears as I slide down your thick cock. Oh, it's so fucking good. Oh, I'm going to take you deeper. Yes, watch me as I do it. Oh, you can even hold on to my tail if you want. Oh, just like that. Isn't it soft? It feels so good when you pet it. Oh, wrapping it around your fingertips. I'm going to go faster now. I want you to keep pressing like that. Yes. Yeah. Grab my breasts as I ride you. Oh, yes. Oh, pinch my nipples. I have to hold on to your shoulders. Oh my god. As you ram your cock into me. Yes. Yes. Faster now. Oh, keep thrusting that wonderful fucking cock into me. Over and over. Oh, harder and harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I can't take it. I can take it. Oh, give it to me. Oh, I can feel you. Oh, I can feel you inside me. Oh my god, it feels so fucking good. Oh, I can feel myself tightening around you. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, are you? Oh, fuck. Oh, you like this pussy? Huh? Oh, you want more of it? Oh, let me hear you say it then. Louder. Louder. Oh my god. Yes. Oh fuck. Yes. No. Come in me. Come in me now. Yes. Just like that. Oh. Oh fuck. Feel filling me up, just oh, putting me over the edge. Oh my God, I'm so close. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. So much. I haven't felt this good in years. You're so wonderful. But now I'm so sleepy. Do you mind if I just curl against you here on the floor? Snuggle in for warmth and then just